You'd assume hunger is the biggest killer on the streets. It's not. And that's exactly why the meals you're about to see look nothing like what you'd expect. One of these combinations is so counterintuitive, doctors actually studied it. A $3 jar of peanut butter contains nearly 2,500 calories. That's more energy than most people eat in an entire day, sitting in one resealable container that fits in a backpack. No refrigeration needed, no cooking required, no utensils necessary. Just unscrew the lid and eat it by the spoonful. This is why peanut butter becomes survival currency on the streets. One tablespoon delivers 7 grams of protein and enough healthy fats to keep your body running for hours, not the jittery sugar crash you get from a candy bar. Slow, steady energy that actually lasts. And here's what most people never consider. That resealable lid, it protects the food from rain, dirt, and insects. When your entire kitchen is a backpack getting dragged through puddles, that matters more than you'd think. Food banks know this. They stock it constantly because homeless regulars specifically request it. The shelf life runs 6 to 9 months unopened, so people stockpile jars whenever they find them. My father kept peanut butter in his truck for decades, called it his emergency meal. Turns out he accidentally stumbled onto homeless survival wisdom. Here's something unexpected, though. Many homeless veterans ask for peanut butter because it reminds them of military MREs. Same portable, durable, high-calorie concept. The military figured this out long before anyone else did. But peanut butter only gets you so far. What happens when you need more variety? That's where things get creative with day-old bread. Bakeries have a dirty little secret. They throw out about 10% of everything they bake every single day. And homeless people, they've got that schedule memorized better than the bakers themselves. We're talking about perfectly good bread, croissants, and donuts getting tossed simply because they're 24 hours old. The audacity of it, right? A loaf of rescued bread delivers 1,200 to 1,600 calories. That's nearly a full day's energy from someone else's trash. Here's where it gets interesting. Some bakery workers have figured out the game. Instead of chucking everything into filthy dumpsters, they leave clean bags by the back door. No eye contact, no paperwork, just quiet kindness at closing time. The bread itself works like magic in an empty stomach. Those carbohydrates expand and create fullness that lasts for hours. Pair it with cheese from a food bank or canned tuna, and suddenly you've got an actual meal. Homeless communities share this information like treasure maps. They develop what I'd call bread routes through their cities. Monday's the French bakery on 5th. Tuesday's the grocery store on Main. Wednesday's the bagel shop that throws out everything by 9. Now, donuts are a different beast, nutritionally worthless. But for a homeless diabetic experiencing a blood sugar crash, those sugary circles become emergency medicine. Speaking of medicine, the next meal on our list costs pennies, but packs a punch that might surprise you. A 15-cent packet of noodles. That's not a meal, that's barely a snack. Except when you're homeless, it's dinner for the night. Ramen costs between 15 and 25 cents per pack. Each one delivers 380 calories and enough sodium to replace everything you sweated out sleeping on hot concrete. Here's where it gets interesting. You don't need a kitchen. You don't even need a stove. Homeless people heat water in old coffee cans over tiny fires, Sterno cans, or, and this one surprised me, car engine blocks in winter. The engine stays warm for hours after parking. Free heat, free meal. But what about places where you can't build fires? Gas station hot water dispensers work perfectly. So do library bathroom sinks if you're desperate enough. I've seen guys walk into fast food joints, ask for a cup of hot water, and walk out with a full stomach. Nobody questions it. The flavor packet is honestly genius in a dark way. It contains MSG, which tricks your brain into feeling more satisfied than the actual nutrition deserves. Your stomach says, barely fed, but your brain says, that was delicious. Mind games with your own body. 24 packets cost about $5 at dollar stores. That's nearly a week of dinners for less than one Big Mac combo. Experienced street survivors grab handfuls of hot sauce packets from Taco Bell. Adds flavor, adds nothing to the cost. But ramen alone won't keep you alive. You need protein, and the next option solves that problem perfectly. Cold beans straight from the can. Sounds depressing, right? But here's the thing. A 15-ounce can of black beans packs 25 grams of protein. That's basically a chicken breast. Cost? Under a dollar. No fire needed, No pot, no waiting. You pop the lid, grab a spork, and eat. Done. Now that liquid sloshing around inside, most people dump it. Big mistake. It's called aquafaba, and it actually contains nutrients. Plus, when clean drinking water is hard to find, every drop counts. My grandmother used to save that liquid for soups. Turns out homeless folks figured out the same trick independently. Pull tab cans are gold on the streets. Seriously. Many homeless people don't carry can openers because they're bulky and easy to lose. A can without a pull tab might as well be a paperweight. But why beans specifically? Here's the science part. Beans release glucose slowly into your bloodstream. That sugary donut from the food pantry, quick spike, then crash. You're hungry again in an hour. Beans keep you steady for 4 or 5 hours. And the weird part is, church food banks say beans are among their least donated items. Everyone donates canned corn and green beans. The good stuff rarely shows up, so homeless regulars actually trade for them. Got extra crackers? Swap for a can of Pintos. But sometimes you need calories without spending a single cent. That's where condiment packets enter the picture. Ketchup packets, free, unlimited, and sitting right there on the condiment counter. Mix 10 of those little Heinz packets with hot water from the soda fountain, and you've got yourself a tomato soup. Zero cost. It's not exactly gourmet, but it's warm and it fills the gap. Now here's where it gets creative. Mayonnaise packets pack 90 calories each. Grab a handful, and you've got more energy than a granola bar. Sounds gross? Maybe. But when you're running on empty, calories are calories. Taco Bell hot sauce on saltine crackers becomes an actual meal when you're desperate enough. The vinegar and spices trick your taste buds into thinking you're eating something substantial. And the workers? A lot of them look the other way. They see the same faces come in, quietly grab condiments without ordering, and they just don't say anything. It's an unspoken arrangement that happens in fast food joints across America. Mustard's the odd one out. Zero calories. But it turns bland food bank rice into something you'd actually want to eat. This whole system works so well that some restaurants have responded by moving all condiments behind the counter. They'll ask how many packets you want, which, if you think about it, is corporate America's way of saying, "We noticed." But condiments only get you so far. What happens when someone wants actual protein without spending a dime? That's where gas stations come in. And the timing matters more than you'd think. Gas stations after midnight become budget steakhouses for people with empty pockets. Here's the deal. Those hot dogs spinning on roller grills, they have a legal expiration time. Most stations have to pull them by morning. So around midnight, clerks start marking them down to 50 cents or a dollar just to move inventory. A single hot dog delivers about 150 calories and 5 grams of protein. Doesn't sound like much, but for someone who hasn't eaten anything hot in a week, that's a feast. And the buns? Free at most stations. So you're doubling your food volume without spending an extra cent. Now here's where it gets interesting. Night shift clerks working those lonely overnight hours, they notice regulars, the same faces showing up at 12:30 a.m., checking the grill, counting coins. Relationships form. Some workers start holding back the almost expired items for specific people. My uncle worked third shift at a gas station for years. He told me the unofficial policy was simple. Better it feeds someone than feeds a dumpster. But wait, there's more than just food happening here. Gas stations offer air conditioning in summer, heat in winter, a bathroom. A few minutes of feeling normal while eating at a counter like everybody else. Circle K has corporate policies against giving away expired food. Independent stations, way more flexible. Speaking of ways homeless people hack the system, the next one involves protein that fits in your pocket. Foil pouches changed the game for people living on the street. Forget cans. These things weigh almost nothing, 2.5 ounces, and slip into a pocket like they were designed for survival. A single pouch of tuna runs about $1.50. Inside, 20 grams of pure protein. No can opener required, no liquid to drain, no sharp metal edges slicing through your bag or your fingers. That last part matters more than you'd think. I've seen guys with hands that look like they lost a fight with a cheese grater. Canned food injuries are surprisingly common when you're opening your 10th can this week with a rock. But here's what most people don't consider. Tuna contains omega-3 fatty acids. These help with brain function and mood regulation. When you're sleeping behind a dumpster and haven't talked to family in 3 years, your mental state needs all the help it can get. Now, some folks avoid fish entirely. Mercury concerns, or they just hate the smell that lingers on your hands for hours. Fair enough. That's where chicken pouches come in. Same concept, different protein. The weird part? Food banks almost never stock these. Donors assume homeless people have kitchens, stoves, refrigerators, the whole setup. They don't. So the most practical protein sources get overlooked while canned vegetables pile up in donation bins. Speaking of overlooked resources, there's a free meal strategy that requires zero money and zero cooking skills whatsoever. Here's the thing most people don't realize about homeless shelters. You don't always have to sleep there to eat there. Most shelters serve breakfast between 6 and 8 a.m. And if you show up looking hungry, they'll feed you. No questions asked. Experienced homeless individuals figured this out years ago. They rotate between 3 or 4 different shelters weekly. Monday at the Salvation Army, Wednesday at the Catholic Mission, Friday at the Baptist Church Shelter. It's like a meal subscription, except free, and nobody checks your membership card. A typical shelter breakfast includes oatmeal, toast, coffee, and sometimes scrambled eggs. That's 400 to 600 calories before 9 a.m. Not bad for literally just walking through a door. The Salvation Army alone serves over 56 million meals annually. 56 million. That's more than the entire population of Spain eating breakfast, courtesy of people in red kettles. But here's where it gets clever. The coffee station? Unlimited refills. And unlimited sugar. And unlimited cream. Homeless regulars load their cups with enough cream to make a barista cry because those are free calories sitting right there. Some shelters even offer grab bags. Granola bars, an apple, maybe a juice box. For people who can't stay for the sit-down meal, but still need something in their stomach. The whole system runs on kindness and clever timing. Speaking of clever timing, what happens when shelters are closed and you've got exactly $2 in your pocket? A box of dry pasta costs $1. One single dollar. And inside that box, 1,600 calories waiting to happen. Combine it with a dollar store marinara sauce and you've got 4 full servings for $2 total. That's 50 cents per meal. Try finding that deal at any restaurant. But here's where homeless cooking gets creative. No stove? No problem. Pasta can actually be soaked in cold water for about 90 minutes until it softens enough to eat. It's not Italian grandmother approved, but it works. Some folks find microwaves at gas stations or laundromats. Others use small camp stoves hidden in their gear. The real value shows up in winter. When temperatures drop, your body burns through calories like a furnace eating coal. Carbohydrate-dense foods like pasta become survival fuel, not just dinner. And unlike bread that crumbles or fruit that bruises, dry pasta is basically indestructible. Crush it in your backpack? Still edible. Sits in your bag for 6 months? Still good. The sauce matters, too. Marinara contains lycopene from tomatoes, which sounds fancy but basically means you're getting actual nutrients, not just empty calories. Now, the real pro move? Grabbing those free Parmesan packets from pizza shops, sprinkle some on top, and suddenly you've got something that almost resembles a real meal. Almost. But pasta needs cooking somehow. What if you could get hot food without any preparation at all? Grocery stores have a dirty little secret. Those brown spotted bananas? They can't sell them. Customers won't touch anything that isn't Instagram perfect. So what happens? Free bins, discount racks, sometimes just bags left near the exit. Homeless people know exactly when these appear, usually mid-morning after the overnight stock gets sorted. A single banana costs nothing from the free pile, but delivers 105 calories, potassium for heart health, and natural sugars that hit the bloodstream fast. Apples are even better for street life. They last up to 2 weeks without refrigeration. You can stuff one in a backpack, forget about it, and it's still good next week. Try that with a sandwich. Here's something most people don't consider: fiber. The average homeless diet has almost none. Rice, bread, ramen, canned goods, all low fiber. This causes digestive problems that send thousands to emergency rooms yearly. Fruit fixes that. Farmers markets are another goldmine. Right at closing time, vendors face a choice: haul bruised produce back to the truck or hand it to the guy who's been waiting patiently nearby. Most choose the easy option, and the practical benefits go further. Banana peels and apple cores are biodegradable. They disappear. This matters enormously in homeless camps, where trash accumulation brings police attention and evictions. free, nutritious, portable, and leaves no evidence. But fresh produce only goes so far. The real survival network involves knowing which churches serve dinner on which nights. Here's the thing about surviving on the streets. You need a calendar in your head. Most cities have this underground schedule. Monday night, First Baptist on Oak Street. Tuesday, the Methodist Church downtown. Wednesday and Sunday are the big nights because that's when most congregations gather anyway. And homeless folks, they've memorized every single one. A typical soup kitchen meal delivers 800 to 1,000 calories. That's protein, vegetables, bread, sometimes even dessert. More nutrition in one sitting than some people get in 2 days of scrounging. Feeding America estimates that soup kitchens served around 3 billion meals last year. Billion, with a B. But here's what surprised me. Some homeless individuals walk 5 to 10 miles daily just hitting different meal sites. They call it running the circuit. It's basically a full-time job that also counts as cardio. Two birds, one stone. The regulars know which kitchens serve seconds, which ones let you take leftovers, which volunteers slip you an extra roll when nobody's watching. Now, holidays are a different game entirely. Thanksgiving and Christmas meals often include take-home portions. We're talking enough food to last 2 or 3 days if you're careful. That's not charity. That's survival strategy. But what happens between those hot meals when you're hungry at 2 in the morning? Turns out there's a cheap fix sitting in almost every pantry in America. And you don't even need a bowl. A family-sized box of generic cereal runs about $3. That's 13 servings. No milk needed. Homeless people eat cereal dry, straight from the box, handful by handful. Why? Milk spoils. Refrigerators don't exactly fit in shopping carts. Here's what surprised me, though. Fortified cereals are basically vitamin pills disguised as breakfast. Iron, B vitamins, folic acid. All the stuff doctors worry homeless populations aren't getting. Cheerios and similar oat cereals even help with cholesterol, which actually matters when you're aging on the streets with zero healthcare. And the weird part is, those sugary kids cereals everyone judges, homeless individuals specifically prefer them. Extra calories beat nutritional perfection when you're burning energy, just trying to stay warm at night. Survival math works differently than diet culture. But here's the practical genius. Those boxes flatten completely after you open them. When your entire life fits in one backpack, that space savings is everything. Cereal also solves problems you'd never think about. It doesn't spoil in summer heat. It doesn't attract bugs as fast as other foods. It doesn't produce cooking smells that draw attention from people who might cause trouble. My uncle used to joke that his generation survived on cereal and determination. Some folks are still proving him right. Now, cereal handles breakfast and snacks pretty well. But what about those mornings when someone figures out how to blend in somewhere unexpected? Hotel lobbies, for instance. That's where things get creative. Here's the thing about looking the part. A clean shirt and a calm demeanor can unlock doors that stay firmly shut otherwise. Extended stay hotels and motels with continental breakfasts keep oatmeal packets sitting right there in the lobby, free for the taking. One packet delivers 150 calories. Hot water, that's flowing from the same coffee station 3 feet away. I've talked to guys who iron their one good shirt specifically for these morning runs. They walk in like they belong, grab 2 packets, make their breakfast, and walk out. Staff assumes they're guests. Why wouldn't they? And honestly, the beta-glucan fiber in oatmeal creates this lasting fullness that cheap sugary foods simply can't match. Your blood sugar stays stable for hours instead of crashing by 10 a.m. Hotels near highway exits work best. Staff sees hundreds of unfamiliar faces weekly. One more doesn't raise eyebrows. But hotels aren't the only spots running this play. Hospital cafeterias keep oatmeal packets stocked for visitors. Truck stops offer them for long-haul drivers. Office building break rooms leave them sitting in baskets that nobody monitors. Corporate America accidentally feeding the homeless through sheer negligence. There's some poetry in that. The grab-and-go nature makes it perfect. No cooking required, no suspicious behavior. Just a person making breakfast like everyone else. Speaking of canned goods that require zero preparation, the next items pack serious protein and enough sodium to survive a desert crossing. Spam costs $3.50. Sounds expensive for someone living on the street, right? But here's the math nobody does. That single can pack 1,000 calories and 40 grams of protein. That's two full meals sitting in your palm. Try getting that deal anywhere else. Vienna sausages are even simpler. $1, pop the lid. Eat directly from the can, no knife, no fork, no heating required. My grandfather used to call them poverty tubes. And honestly, the name fits perfectly. Now, the sodium content would make a cardiologist faint. We're talking over 1,000 milligrams per serving. But here's something most people miss. Homeless individuals actually need that salt. When you're walking miles daily in summer heat, sweating through your only shirt, sodium replacement becomes survival, not a health concern. The fat content works differently than carbs, too. Processed meat burns slow. Like a diesel engine versus a sports car, you eat Spam at noon, you're still running on that fuel at sunset. And the shelf life? 3 to 5 years. You could bury a can of Spam, dig it up after your kid graduates high school, and it'd still be edible. Probably tastes the same too. Here's something interesting though. Hawaiian and Filipino homeless populations on the West Coast specifically seek out Spam. Cultural comfort food that just happens to be survival food too, but sometimes the cheapest meal isn't food at all. It's water. And that strategy changes everything. Water might be the most underrated survival tool on this entire list. Here's something most people never consider. Homeless individuals drink massive amounts of water before and after eating. Why? Because 16 ounces of water before a meal tricks your stomach into thinking you're fuller than you actually are. It's the oldest diet trick in the book, except here it's not about fitting into jeans, it's about making half a sandwich feel like a whole one. Public fountains become lifelines. Parks, libraries, government buildings, these spots offer the only free hydration in most cities. And trust me, cities aren't exactly lining the streets with drinking fountains anymore. The weird part is dehydration sends more homeless people to emergency rooms than you'd think, especially during summer. A body without water shuts down fast. So what's the solution? Empty gallon jugs. Refill them at every fountain you pass. Now you've got water for drinking, cooking ramen, and washing your hands. But here's the real hack nobody talks about. Free coffee from church services and shelter breakfasts does double duty. The caffeine suppresses appetite for hours, one cup in the morning, and suddenly lunch feels optional. My grandfather used to say water was the only drink that never disappointed him. He wasn't homeless. He was just cheap. But the principle holds up. Sometimes the simplest resource is the most powerful. Water keeps you alive long enough to find your next meal.